Labor Day came and went for the Jets today, and the green and white made two more quarterback transactions, signing Brady Quinn and releasing Graham Harrell. While Mark Sanchez continues to be day-to-day with a shoulder injury, and Geno Smith may get to start week one for the Jets. It was tone time on the practice field today as Santonio Holmes took part in team activities.
Hey, I've said from day one I hope he plays, because I think Holmes is a difference maker as a player. I don't think there's any doubt he is. And I've said all along that I hope he plays.
With the ankle feeling better, how much better do you feel throwing the football, like being able to drive it?
Oh, I mean, it's night and day. A couple practices ago, I stepped out on the field and able to drive it again, and the ball's, flying out of my hands again, and it just felt extremely great to have that back, and it also builds the confidence when you're out there throwing the ball.
One thing we know about Mark is, he does have a really good grasp of our system. He's been involved in meetings and in walkthroughs. It's just he hasn't physically been able to practice since the injury occurred.
I'm trying. We'll make a good push this week and see where I'm at, but you just want to take this thing slow, take it the right way, make the right progression without re-injuring yourself.
What's going to be the challenge for you now getting up to speed?
I think just getting in some of the little minute details and differences between the two. Sometimes when you get in different offenses, there's things that were called, they're called the same thing, but they're actually different concepts. So you've got to kind of retrain yourself to think differently and look at it differently.
If my chance is Sunday, I'm going to go out there with the intent to lead my team to victory. And that's just the way it is, and I'm always going to play like that, be aggressive. I'm never going to hesitate, never going to shy away from anything, and just go out there and play ball.
You're trying to build, like, the best team you can have. And when you look at them, if you're just trying to get the best 53 that you can find that's out there and to help your team, that's what we're trying to do.
So how does it feel to make this roster?
It's definitely been one of my goals, for a long time now. Extremely happy to be a part of this team, especially in this area, growing up here. But nothing's set in stone. So I just got to continue to work, continue to grind and improve as a player and just show, the GM and everyone here that I belong here, every week.
How did you find out that you made the roster?
There were some hints given, from coaches, just from like the overall the mood of the room, and it was going throughout the day on Saturday. I was talking to my agent, and he was obviously giving me a lot of good praise. And then the official document came out. I believe it was like 7 o'clock or so. I was at dinner with my mom, her boyfriend, and my girlfriend, and it popped up there, and that's when it kind of really sunk in. I was like, holy cow, all that hard work they put in over not just a few months of the NFL process, but throughout Pop Warner High School, college, and everything leading up to date. Finally paid off, and it was just a nice relief off the shoulders and a real, real, real exciting moment for myself.